It was dark and cold outside. Scrooge did not want to go anywhere, and for a moment he thought about pretending to be too ill to go out. But he did not like to refuse, so he said nothing, and got out of bed. Together, they passed through the wall of the house, out into the darkness. Suddenly, Scrooge realized they were standing on an open country road, with fields on each side. London, the fog, and the darkness had all disappeared, and it was a clear, cold winter day, with snow on the ground.
"Good heavens!" cried Scrooge. "I was born near here. I remember it well."
The spirit looked kindly at the old man. "How strange that you've forgotten it for so many years. What is that on your face? Are you crying?" Scrooge put a hand over his eyes.
"It's nothing. I've got a cold, that's all. Take me where you want, spirit."
Scrooge recognized every field, post, and tree as they walked along the road towards a little market town. All around them were young schoolboys on horses and in farmers' carts, laughing and wishing each other a Merry Christmas as they travelled to their homes for the Christmas holiday. "They are only shadows from the past," said the spirit. "They cannot see us." Scrooge knew and named all of them. Why was he so delighted to see them? Why did his cold heart beat faster when they went past, shouting, "Merry Christmas"? What was Merry Christmas to Scrooge? What good had it ever done to him?
"Not everyone has left the school," said the ghost. "There is one lonely child there still. One child whose friends have all gone."
"I know," said Scrooge.
And now he was crying openly. They turned into a smaller road, and soon came to the school. Inside, in the long, cold, silent classroom, a lonely boy sat reading near a small fire. When he saw his poor, forgotten past self, Scrooge sat down at one of the desks, put his head in his hands, and cried.
"Poor boy. I wish... but it's too late now."
"What's the matter?" asked the spirit.
"There was a boy singing Christmas carols at my door yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't give him anything, that's all."
The ghost smiled and lifted its hand, saying,
"Let's see another past Christmas."